I was looking at it. The vans.
It's Evansville's inaugural electric vehicle car show, called EVs for EVV, held alongside the Evansville Road Nights car show at the parking lot off of the Lloyd Expressway and Burkhart Road. The EV side is a little more quiet compared to the typical hot rod side. The only sounds are like this Tesla Model X rear seat motor. Hundreds stroll through the EV show featuring a range of vehicles, from the demure and cheerful-looking Nissan Leaf to the brawny Model X and this Rivian truck owned by attorney Neil Chapman.
And it's got four motors, one motor in each wheel. 872 horsepower, which is absolutely necessary for getting a gallon of milk from Schnucks or a Starbucks run.
He also brought the electric motorcycle, a Harley Livewire.
I was wondering what you thought of the... Does it feel like it's got low center of gravity?
Yeah, it's very heavy, but it's low. So there's some pluses and minuses.
Which drew the attention of Ron from Evansville, who got to sit on his first electric motorcycle.
How does it feel?
Well, it's a new sensation. It feels a little strange, but it's new for me. That's the first e-bike I've sat on.
The EV section ends with a Chevy Volt, and just beyond, the regular classic car show picks up with a Chevelle 396. There are also European models like Vince Anderson's 1965 Jaguar E-Type. Not E for electric, of course.
Do you mind firing up your car so I can hear it, so I can record it? Do you care?
Sure.
Like several classic car owners I spoke with, he's not interested in an electric vehicle. He says that he would need the range of a gas tank and the charge time of a lunch and bathroom break to be interested.
And then also the fact that you can't ignore that the electricity that they use generates global warming too. So they're not zero carbon emission vehicles. I'm an engineer by background, and I used to work in an environmental thing.
Anderson isn't totally wrong. Electricity, especially around Southwest Indiana, does come from coal-fired power plants. But University of Southern Indiana mechanical engineering professor Brandon Field says an EV is still far better for the environment.
And even if you're burning coal and you've got a big, 1.2 gigawatt coal plant that you're burning, the fossil fuel that you're burning is being used to produce electricity much more efficiently than your car motor is burning the fossil fuels to make the car go.
Regarding range, Field says many EVs can hit that average gas tank range of 300 miles. EV owners like Lance Seaton of Fort Branch says range and recharging aren't a problem.
I only go to gas stations if I want an energy drink or need to use the bathroom. Other than that, I just plug in at night and I have a full tank every morning.
His sharp black Kia EV6 GT won People's Choice Award. He's married with three children and still has a gas-powered van, but he says he'd go all electric for his family fleet.
Really, we just need more charging stations every so often. Really, if they could do one every 100 miles, that's more than enough.
Seaton arrived with his battery at about 90%, and he says it's still at about 90% at the end, even though it powered the car show's PA system for 3 hours.
Some of these bags to give away? They're little backpacks.
That's organizer Caroline Nellis, who says there may have been some converts today. She feels like they've made some history.
Boy, this is the first electric vehicle cruise-in that Evansville has ever had. So I'm hoping that this will be the first of an annual thing. It'll become like the same like the Frog Follies became for Evansville.
I'm Tim Jagalow, WNIN News.